Hey there, welcome back to another movie reboot, big time movie reboot. I'm Trent.
It's Colin.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Avatar. Have you seen Avatar, Colin?
Yes, I have seen Avatar.
I have as well.
Did you enjoy Avatar?
I did. Did you see it in 3D?
I did, yes.
Very good. I highly recommend seeing this in 3D.
I would say it's mandatory.
Yeah. Even IMAX would be probably preferable, even though it's expensive.
Right.
It's
probably worth it.
It's an experience that you're going to need to do.
Yeah, I haven't yet seen it in IMAX, but I think I'm going to actually make a return trip to see it. It's a long film.
Very long.
Was it two, 45? Almost 3 hours? Yeah, almost 3 hours long. So it's going to take a little bit of your time to do it, but I think it's well worth it.
I agree. Now, special effects in this thing, let's talk about that. Let's talk about 3D. Let's talk about a little bit of story.
Okay.
So special effects, I thought, were just over the top, outstanding. The 3D rendering along with special effects,
right?
Like the CGI.
Yeah.
Some of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, environments and stuff like that are completely amazing. I mean, it's undoubtedly hyper realistic.
Right.
But I think it really works in kind of this. It's almost impressionistic, and some of the color palettes and stuff like that are just blown out and they're outrageous. But it's pretty cool. It's as much of a live action cartoon as you can have, if that makes any sense. But I think it does once you see it.
Yeah. And I've not seen Benjamin Button, but to date, this is the best character facial animation, kind of the realism look that I've ever seen.
It's pretty amazing.
I bought in pretty quick.
Yeah, I think I was probably a little bit to the outside of it, I guess, initially, but pretty quickly. I would say within the first 30 minutes, it starts to really kind of sink in that you're not questioning it anymore as some sort of an alternate reality. It's very impressive. I mean, you just kind of have to see it. I think it would be, if you're planning on watching it, this is never one that you would say, I'll just wait and, you know, Netflix it or whatever kind of thing, because you're missing the whole experience.
Right. And speaking of the experience, it's the 3D.
Right.
So the 3D is really a little different in this film.
Right.
They used it more of a storytelling device instead of a
gimmick.
Yeah, a gimmick, or this is, you know, we're just making a movie in 3D.
Right.
So we're moving away from, hey, 3D in your face.
Right.
So if you're worried about that, it's not that way. They actually tried to, I think almost to a fault, in my opinion, they tried to match the 3D environments up with spatial relationships. So if it's something's really far away, it's kind of more flat.
Right.
When the camera's real close to something, there's a whole lot of depth.
Right.
And a lot of people, I think, have come out of the film with kind of some headaches or some nausea.
Right.
And the point there would be just pay attention to the things that they want you to pay attention to, that they draw your attention to in the film. And at that point, you will just kind of ease yourself in and not try and fight what's going on.
Right, right. I think that's a good point, because I think that my brother had some eye strain and stuff like that, which I think probably is in some ways probably symptomatic of having to wear glasses and then, you know, all that kind of stuff. So so if you're prone to that, you this probably hasn't changed anything in that regard for you.
Right. Sit close to the back and go to a nice theater.
Right, right, yeah, yeah. Go to a nice theater and take it easy, because you can actually still see the picture without the glasses on, you know, for that kind of thing. But yeah, outside of that, I mean, the 3D, I think, it's very immersive, which is unique.
Yeah.
In current films, because you just don't really see that level of immersion in the 3D. It's usually very gimmicky, and you can tell that this was actually made as a 3D movie, if that makes sense, because there's that notion where some movies that are 3D were kind of after the fact, and it kind of shows. I think that what they're going to do in the next, you know, few months with a lot of features is try to make 3D movies out of things that aren't meant to be 3D movies, so it's going to look like they're after the fact 3D movies,
right,
compared to this one especially.
For this one, I highly recommend seeing this thing. Acting is great.
Yeah.
Special effects, great. Everything wonderful.
Yeah.
So Trent highly recommends this.
As do I.
Join us for another big time movie reboot next time.